Come with me, time out of mind, into the shrouds of yesterday. Hi, hello there. I'm Hecate, your friendly storyteller in this little horror OSR game. My pronouns are she, her, and today the cast and crew are introducing themselves with the question, what is your favorite cryptid or monster? Mine, of course, has to be vampire. I can't even pretend like it's anything else. I don't care what your lore is, what version of vampire it is. If you're a Buffy vampire, if you're a Twilight vampire, if you're a Skyrim vampire, if you're a Geralt Witcher 3 vampire, I love them all. Vampire the Masquerade was one of my very first favorite RPGs to play tabletop. I know that's full of all sorts of problems, but as a neurodivergent queer nerd, being able to play a Malkavian really let me express a lot of things that I didn't feel like I had an opportunity to otherwise. And I love the blood stuff. Just give it to me. I don't care how bad, trashy it is. I want it. I want the blood drinker. I want the mystery. I want the intrigue. I want the not mystery. I want the, oh, the mystery's fake. I love it all. So from Bram Stoker to What We Do in the Shadows, I wanna know. So that's me, and why don't we go in countdown order, 4, 3, 2, 1, with Kahir Tree Tubbo Ruin.
My name is Nova. I use she, her pronouns, and my favorite cryptid is 100% the Changeling, because I have just always felt like a stranger in my family, and so the story of a child coming and being left with a family, and then the family being just unable to figure out what to do with this child that is a literal fae, just really hits home for me. And then once I found out I was autistic, it was like, oh.
Well, my name is Cadence. I'm playing Hatreve. My pronouns are they, them, and I have a new favorite cryptid as of recently, which is Mothman. And there was a wonderful article that was supposed to be about Mothman that was by someone who had apparently written the Mothman prophecies, but was not really about Mothman. There was a wonderful linguistic transition in it while he was talking about the telephone conspiracy. And then the next paragraph began, meanwhile, in West Virginia, which is apparently Mothman's home. And there's a wonderful statue of Mothman that exists with a very fine ass, and I'm a fan of it. That's my answer.
I am Jay. My pronouns are they, them. And my favorite type of monster is, or cryptid, monster in this case, is, I've always had a thing for Greek mythology, so satyrs and fauns, unsurprising to anyone who's ever seen an icon of me on social media, are one of my favorites.
In that case, vampires, I'm not copying you, I'm a sad goth stereotype. I don't know. Blood is good. Pointy teeth. Cool mythos. Maybe you can fly. Maybe you can turn into things. Maybe you can hypnotize people. Fuck the sun. Like,
original vampires didn't give a fuck about the sun, and I will never let that die.
Sure, yeah.
All lore is valid.
I would just, the mythos of not being able to go in the sun would be a result of me being like, nah, fuck the sun, I only come out at night.
Yeah.
Always with sunglasses on, because I may as well lean into the sad goth stereotype.
So, we left off with our very, very maladjusted team deciding to go fishing on the off chance that they'll catch the legendary Wakerly's fish. Wakerly being an old minotaur that hangs out in the Swallowing Salmon, an inn in Telo Cielo, named in Tokipona, for those of you who are interested in linguistics. The Wakerly's fish is supposedly a very large silver pike that is big enough to enwrap a humanoid figure, a faunus figure, and crush it with its great scales. There's 10 gold in it for anyone who can prove that Wakerly's fish is real, but all the townsfolk and city people of Telo Cielo do not believe it. Wakerly is a drunk and an exaggerator. Nevertheless, our team has picked up some details about where to pick up some rods and go out on a fishing boat that is usually used as a tourist attraction. There are actual fishers upon this boat. It is a fishing boat for the lake, but they bring people along to cast rods off the side and try their luck at civilian fishing. This episode, we will actually be exposing some of the mechanics behind the fishing minigame, and I'm hoping that they'll be fun to listen to. Fingers crossed. It is a gorgeous morning, the sun just beginning to rise, when the fishing boat is setting out. And you meet three of the workers upon the boat. There is Cinda Block, a bullywog toad that is very spiritual about Saint Havakona, the hedgehog saint of air and creatures.
Wait, I'm sorry. Cinderblock?
Cinda Block.
Cinderblock.
Cinda. Legit generated name from two separate random generators working in tandem.
Huh. Okay.
But it's now canon that Cinda cannot swim.
Okay. Perfect.
So sad.
It's very sad. They are a toad bullywog, actually a desert toad bullywog, and not a frog bullywog. The others you have met are Pellegrin, a minotaur with a black and white dapple, and she is very competitive and aggressive. While there is no official captain of this fishing vessel, she seems to have the most influence. And we have Gard, who is a shaggy loxo, who is very chill and very lazy would be a problematic way to refer to him. He's very happy-go-lucky. He is very laid-back, very happy-go-lucky. He doesn't worry about things even when perhaps he should.
He's a loxodon who doesn't do anything. He just stays home and lies around.
Except today, when he's coming fishing with us.
I mean, from what I understand of fishing, it's a lot of just lying around and not doing anything.
The sun is just cresting over the cliffs over the lake, because that's the sort of world we live in. It's blood red, and the sky is very clear, and the lake is quiet. It doesn't have a current, so to speak. Not one that you've noticed, anyway. And this fishing boat uses sails, naturally, to move, because of course it does. That's how these things work. So a little bit of wind catches your sails, and you steadily but calmly move out to the center of the lake. And after about an hour of moving, Cinda tells you that you'll have about a good 5 hours of fishing time before they'll want to move back in. Is there anything y'all want to be doing in preparation for, getting ready for, doing aside from any of that aboard this fairly standard fishing boat?
I think that assumes some level of knowledge of how to fish on our part.
I would maybe ask someone what they feel like would be the best bait for pike. Because it's a silver pike, right?
Yes, it's a silver pike.
So then I would maybe look for the saltiest, most experienced looking fisherman and just walk up to them and be like, "Hi, do you have time to answer a question?"
Pellegrin turns towards you, the dappled black and white minotaur, and looks at you. What do you need?
If someone were hypothetically trying to catch a pike and or a legendary pike, what do you feel would be the best bait for such a project?
For pike?
Yeah.
For Wakerly's fish. You're trying to catch Wakerly's fish?
I mean, I'm more interested in catching real fish, but if it were real, I guess I would want to be using the bait that it might be interested in.
Then I'd recommend silver bait.
Silver
but
bait.
If you want to catch actual pike in this river, you're going to want to set yourself up with some prime bait. And I've got some prime bait, but I'll have to sell it to you, because that stuff does not go cheap.
Do I have money? I do not have any money.
Tell you what, you catch a couple fish and donate them to our cause, I'll give you some prime bait.
Awesome, yeah. How about I give you 50% of whatever I catch, and if I catch Waverly's fish or whatever, you know, you can have it. I just have to prove that it's real, so I don't think I have to give it to him.
Catch a couple fish and get back to me.
Okay. Thank you.
The Minotaur Pellegrin kind of storms off.
That went well.
It went better than a lot of our interactions with NPCs. I mean, townsfolk.
I feel like that went fine.
That could have gone significantly worse.
It could have. You could have completely alienated them.
Haki here is very happy-go-lucky and innocent. Most people are just confused about, like, how they just are like, I don't really know what the etiquette of anywhere is. Can I have some stuff? I'll work for it.
Or cry,
yeah. I do cry quite often.
Let's get started. I should describe the fishing minigame. For each hour you fish, you will be rolling a fishing check. You won't know what that is because you don't know how proficient your character is at fishing. But based on your individual role, each of you will draw a regular playing deck card. And then, for every pair you get, you will catch a different kind of fish based on the pair it is.
Okay.
This minigame will then award you points based on the fish you've caught. And as you score fishing points, you will trigger events. So not only will you be catching fish, but you'll be triggering fishing events. One such event might be catching a rare or unique fish. This is not to say that Wakerly's fish is definitely on this table, but that would be the way to catch Wakerly's fish. You have very minimal influence on this minigame, I realize, but one of the things you can influence is you can take a card of your choice if you get the right bait for it. So, once Hawkahir catches some fish, Hawkahir will be able to trade them in for bait specifically related to pike, which means Hawkahir will get a card related to pike placed on their table without needing it to be a pair.
Nice.
If that doesn't make sense, it's just a free card that doesn't pair.
I have a relevant question.
Yes.
Can I make a lure with one of my pieces of silver?
Ooh. Ooh.
There was a mention of silver bait.
100%, but that will take you one of your fishing hours.
That's fine.
Then we'll just, for the first hour, search you up a fish card, and we will give you the King of Diamonds as your bait card to Hatavo. Haruin, do you want to do anything else for this first hour, or do you want to cast your rod and find out?
Gonna try to fish.
Roll me your sweet d20 fishing check, and remember this is a skill check, and it's based on wisdom, I'll tell you that much.
Cool. 14. That could be bad or good.
Unfortunately, your first hour is spent with no fish biting, and your patience is... Well, you're very frustrated.
You do not
seem
wrong.
You seem to be casting and pulling in a little too frequently. Though you do get a couple of nibbles, your overexcitement and eagerness to strike causes you to pull back fish in a little too soon and they don't actually get hooked. Hatavo, you're spending your hour fashioning a special lure out of one of your silver coins, which I think is brilliant and wonderful.
I don't know if I have any feathers or anything else to add to it. I don't think I do. But yeah, just some stuff and a silver coin.
Yeah, your expertise in tool making makes that very, very easy and good for you. Only takes you about an hour and you make a pretty nice spinner lure, which is specifically designed to spin as you reel it in and flash sunlight, which...
Mm-hmm, which will look very nice.
Yes. Also, you can probably sell it after this little fishing adventure, unless you want to keep it for trying to catch food or other fishing adventures.
Or sentimentality.
And Guard actually comes by, and he sees what you're doing, and he kind of smiles and nods and points with his fuzzy trunk at the lure. That's some mighty good tool work you got going there.
Thank you. I overheard earlier that Pellegrin was saying that if we were to have any hope of catching the fish that we're after, that we'd need something silver, so I thought I'd fashion something up.
Silver bait for a silver fish.
Aye.
Clever. Clever. Hatreve.
I'm just going to give this a shot.
All right. Go ahead and roll that fishing check, D20 wisdom.
I'm like
four.
Sneaking looks at what Hatavo's doing because they look like they're doing something knowledgeable.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Part of your distraction, Haruin, is you keep on looking over at Hatavo's lure and missing things. Meanwhile, Hatreve is just casting and getting a bite and casting. And we're going to draw 8 cards for Hatreve.
Whoa.
Because Hatreve is killing it. I'm just going to lay out the cards, and we'll see if we get any pairs. Wow. No pairs in 8 cards. A lot of bites, a lot of near catches, but nothing in the first hour. You're not certain, but you're pretty sure you are just on the precipice of catching something. Anything. A fish.
Singular fish.
And then we have Haka here.
Did I already get bait, or do I need to catch fish before I get the bait?
Catch fish before you get the bait.
Okay, well then I guess I'm just gonna fish.
Hell yeah, roll that d20 wisdom check.
D20. 9.
6 cards.
Cool.
Wow, Haka here, in your first hour, you managed to catch not one, but 2 separate fish.
Woo!
This feels oddly familiar to you. The rod feels comfortable in your hands. The fishing line reels nicely for you. In the first part of it, you catch a violet gill, a small lake fish. And in the second part, you catch a red dart shiner. And dart shiners are actually a very common bait fish.
Awesome. Do I know that at all?
You know that. Yeah, you catch that. And, like, your first thought is, huh, this looks kind of like that silver lure that Hatsubo just made.
Okay, cool. Well, then I will probably use that.
That's your first hour. Do y'all want to, like, get into, like, some fishing talk or anything at all that you want to be doing in that first hour? Or is it just kind of quiet all around the lake and relaxed fishing and working?
I think that if I feel like it's like something that I know or something, I'm going to just like kind of sink into the experience and like kind of zone out.
I am attempting to take mental notes, but don't really understand what the other people are doing.
Yeah, this is so far beyond poor Haruin. Your line has gotten tangled at least 3 times.
Why is fishing hard and boring?
And as Cinda's walking by, the Bollywog who can't swim, kind of chuckles and says, "Give that crow a sword, not a rod."
I have a knife.
You're not fencing, you're fishing. It's different.
To be fair, I'm not sure they could fence very well either.
Oh, they just have a technique that reminds me of one of my fencing friends.
Huh.
Well, none of my concern.
Fish want to come up here, I will fence at it with this rod.
I'm just going to observe the crew a little bit as we're out, but otherwise just kind of hang back and fish.
Yeah, you notice Cinda's frequently stopping to throw a little prayer up to St. Havakona, especially when a fish is caught. Cinda is very thankful for the creatures that are brought to them, as Havakona is the saint of calling animals, and keeps on saying things like, all fish we catch are given to us by Havakona. Praise the hedgehog saint. Thank you for your kindness. And I'm the best fisher because I was born under the sign of Havakona, and things like that.
Are there any ghosts on this lake?
Are there any ghosts?
Are there any ghosts on this lake? I'm frustrated by fishing because I don't know what the fuck is happening. But I know I can talk to dead people. Are there any fucking ghosts on this lake?
I mean, if the fish actually killed people, it would stand to reason that, like, angry dead killed by fish ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Roll me an intelligence check.
5.
You actually get the feeling that you might be able to spend an hour communing with the dead rather than fishing if you wanted to.
Okay, I'm just gonna go walk over to Haki here, shove my rod at them, and leave it there, and then go do that instead.
Okay.
Here, you know how to do this. You know, talk to ghosts.
Just to role play this for a second, as soon as you give me the second rod, Haki here is going to, like, start panicking, like looking at one rod, then the other, 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 and like, until like someone has to like come up and take one of the rods from me before I have a panic attack.
Hatava will gladly be like, you only need to watch one. I'll take that back for now.
And then just like I look at Hatava with like eyes about to cry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
With the saddest eyes possible. As Treve is observing the fisher folk, they would definitely notice, or as Trevaux, because that is Treve's sort of Hot Treve's taken name, as Trevaux observes the fisher folk, they would notice that Guard is called anytime a heavy fish is being tried to be caught.
Is Guard then coming in on the rod to assist landing the fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Cinda seems to work the nets.
All right.
Also the rigging.
If I get a big bite this time, I'll call Guard over.
All right. We'll move on to the second hour of fishing. You start to hear in the distance the calling of a fishing bird. You notice again in the distance, because you're in a huge lake, like just enormous lake. I think we said it was 10 miles across. You see some various fishing hawks and falcons and other raptors and birds of prey diving in and catching fish. And every now and then you see a little fish jump and splash, teasing you, especially Trevaux, with every fish you've tried to catch getting away.
Yeah. Treve.
Treve. Treve. Thank you. And Haruin, you begin to commune with the dead.
Yeah, I do.
And as you do, water begins to dribble out of your mouth.
This is probably fine.
And it's very clear to you that it's lake water. And you begin to hear a voice.
What's all this then? What, who is you and what do you want?
Hi. Hello. I'm fishing, but I can talk to dead people. You're dead. I'm talking to you. Hi.
I'm dead?
Yes. It's okay, though. You're still, you know, around. We can still chat.
I don't feel dead.
That's probably normal.
Well, what?
What do you remember last?
What? I was fishing.
Yeah.
I must have fallen asleep, taking a wee nap.
Oh, do you think you got eaten by a fish?
What?
Wow, just immediately. Do you think you got eaten by a fish?
I can't see anything.
Yeah, no, that's part of the being dead part. It's fine. You're fine.
It's very dark and cold here.
Yeah, it's a lake. What? Or the underworld. Or both. I'm not sure.
Are you having this conversation out loud? Just
as out loud as it needs to be to talk to a ghost.
Okay, great. So, yes.
So, yes, out loud. Perfect.
And at this point, Guard is giving you just the strangest look and has decided watching you is an important task.
What was it you want, then?
I just wanted to see if you know anything about this lake. What were you trying to catch? I mean, fish, obviously, but any particular fish? Oh. I heard about some weird big fish here.
I likes me some catfish. You fry it up real nice.
Cool, cool. Ever heard anything about a giant silver fish?
Nope.
Oh,
well. I ain't heard nothing about that.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't think a lot of people heard about that. So, when were you here fishing?
I just woke up.
No, like, what year? Month? Yeah, year. What year?
It was springtime.
That's not a year.
It was this year.
This is chromatic calendars.
What? A what now?
Nothing. I was trying to figure out how long ago you died, but I can't just ask how long ago you died because...
I'm dead?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Did it take this many times for something to sink in when you were alive?
No, I'm just very confused.
You're doing great.
I'm just very confused, is all.
It's fine.
Fuck. This is very confusing. It's all very new to me.
What? Was it just like you were fishing and then we were having this conversation? You don't remember anything
in between? I must have drifted off asleep.
Oh, okay. Weird. I'm going to have to ask other ghosts to feel like that, too.
I'm a ghost?
Yes. You're
Why?
A ghost in a lake. I guess you had some unfinished business.
Well, help me.
Probably. What do you need?
I don't know. How do I stop being a ghost?
Catch a fish?
How do I catch a fish? I don't seem to have hands.
That's a really good question. I don't know. I've never been a ghost, so I'm not sure how to...
You can talk to me, but you don't know how I exist?
Look, I don't remember a lot of stuff.
What?
I was supposed to be dead, and then I wasn't actually dead, but I don't remember anything before that. See, we have this in common. I was supposed to be dead. You are dead. We both don't remember stuff. This is great. I feel like we're becoming friends.
What beautiful rapport building.
As this conversation goes on, I slowly inch farther and farther away from them on the boat, trying to get as far away as I can.
I do want to point out that the only part of this conversation people can hear is Haruin.
That's why I'm edging away.
That makes it way worse. You seem to not really know anything helpful about... Well, I mean, you might know some helpful stuff about fishing. I'm really bad at fishing. I don't know how to fish.
Wait, I can feel you.
What? What?
You're warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm alive.
Yeah. No, you're warm. Help me catch a fish.
Oh, okay. How do we do this?
You gotta let me in.
Yeah, okay, hang on. Let me get my fishing rod. Go retrieve my fishing rod.
All right, so that's Haruin's hour.
Sweet. I'm gonna get help fishing.
And put to rest the ghost of some random NPC I haven't named.
Perfect. I feel like this ghost is named Connor.
Connor, great. You're going to help put to rest Connor, the passed away spirit of an unknown fisherman. So that was Haruin's hour. Hatavo, you're fishing with bait.
I am fishing with bait.
Why don't you roll me that wisdom check?
7.
You are going to draw 4 cards. And you already have a bait card down, so if you get a single king in this draw, you'll have caught a kingfish. Which is not a kingfish, but a different fish. We have a 3, an ace, a queen, and a jack. Alright, no bites, but in your next fishing roll, if you draw any of those, you will get a bite.
Neat.
Although, I shouldn't say no bites. Several of fish have bitten, but you haven't been able to pull any in yet.
No fish on.
But you are noticing every now and then a bite and a splash and a wobble, and then fish getting free. We'll move on to Ha Tree.
8.
That means you will be catching 5 fish. 5 drawing cards. And you already have 8 cards laid out, so it'd be pretty unlucky to draw no matches.
Odds are good that there'll be at least a match.
So we've got a 4, which is a match with one of your other 4s. We've got a 3, which is a match with one of your 3s. We've got a 7, which is not a match of anything. A 5, that is not a match of anything. And a queen, which is not a match of anything. 2 fish. You've pulled aboard the other violet gill.
All right.
Another violet gill, I should say. And you also pull up a silver carp.
All right.
It's not exactly good eating, but what it is silver.
Bait
that
fish.
It is.
I mean, a carp is a big fish to use as bait, but I guess if this pike is going to be huge, like, it might be worth trying.
Well, I could also carve a piece off and use that as
that's
bait.
That's true.
And also, towards the end of the hour, you get a hell of a pull on your rod. Something heavy and weighty is on the other end. And you begin reeling in, and it's a struggle.
I'll immediately call guard.
It's starting to get away from you, but guard comes in, and with his help, you're able to pull up a very mud-encrusted sack. It's a little leather sack, soft leather, like doe skin or the like, and it's very heavy.
Let's check this out.
You open it up, and there's mostly little bits of, like, gunk, dirt, and mud has seeped in, but you're able to distinguish 5 silver coins from the junk within this pouch.
All right.
Guard elbows you on the side and says, "Now that's good luck."
For sure. Well, here's 2 for you. Thanks for the help.
I'll only take 1. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
And he meanders off to tell the others about how awesome it is that you just found some money in the lake.
That's pretty cool.
So Hawk Treve has had some very exciting time fishing. Finally, some of the bites are getting reeled in. We have 2 violet gills.
I got a silver fish that I'll use as bait, but I'll trade the violet gill.
For some
bait.
All right. And I know Hot Treve is using carp for bait, and Hot Tavo is using a silver spinner. Hakier, you bring the friend a violet gill, and she chuckles, takes the fish, and says, "All right, kid, I'll get you some bait," and brings you up a little bucket of, like, what seems like chum, but is mostly, like, small fish organs. There's not a lot in there. It's a small bucket, but it's something. And why don't you go ahead and roll your cast?
Ooh, 16.
Unfortunately, the fish are...
I forgot.
Cruel. Unfortunately, it's just a quiet hour for you. This being only the second hour, you still have 3 more hours to catch fish. However, you too get a hard snag. Something weighty is keeping you from pulling your rod in towards the end of the hour.
As someone who might be familiar with fishing, do I feel like it is a snag on a rock or something that I can pull in?
Feels more like a snag than
a
fish.
I'm going to do my best to wiggle it free and try not to lose the hook.
You wiggle a bit, and you wiggle a bit, and you wiggle a bit, and, like, you spend, like, a good amount of time, and maybe this is why you don't catch many fish, is because you're trying to very delicately get your fishing rod back.
Yeah, without losing my hook.
And after, like, just a lot of wiggling, whatever it is, it comes free.
Cool, perfect.
And you pull up the muddy skull of what appears almost similar to a Lokoloth, but it has sharp fangs and a more pronounced jaw, as well as a vestigial bit of flesh hanging off the front with bioluminescent glowing gel, not unlike a lantern fish.
I want to use that little piece of light to use as bait, first of all. Second of all, I want to keep that skull. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Just to point out again, this is definitely a faunus skull. It's easy to distinguish from a fish skull.
So, like, this is a fish person skull. Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting.
Like a fish person you have never seen.
Haka here has a moment of, like, should we be fishing in this lake if there are people in here? Oh, well.
Big fish take big bites.
I'm just thinking about, like, walking through my day and then suddenly, like, a hook kind of falls and hooks me and it's like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh, like, should we be fishing where there are sentient people?
Yeah, exactly.
People?
You said it's a faunus.
It is a fauna skull.
So
I'm sure a fish person would be more intelligent and aware to not be fooled by a hook and some
bait. Meant like a hook falling out of the sky and like...
Well, that would be weird regardless.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that like we're just basically like sky people putting hooks into your world and like, I don't know. Anyway.
At this point, Guard looks at you kind of funnily because Guard's been watching Ha Ruin and says, people don't live in this lake.
So Haku hears that, like, holds up the skull. Are you sure?
Well, that don't look living to me.
Haku here looks at the skull, looks at him, and then goes, you know, I don't, you're right. Okay. And then just, like, puts down the skull and returns to fishing.
Look, I've been fishing this lake since, well, I haven't been keeping track. But I've been fishing this lake since a good long while. And I have never seen a hide nor hair of a faunus that lives underwater. All the faunus localoth in town have houses. Like, well, I don't want to say civilized people, because I'm pretty certain there's plenty of civilized people what don't live in houses. Wardens least alone, come to think.
Well, Haka here is now going to take the next hour of fishing to reflect on their fish racism.
Oh no! Oh no!
Nerfed by your own character traits.
Oh no! Honestly, like I'm gonna say it's a fine assumption. It's just
I'm just being silly about it. But
oh, okay, yeah, totally. Anyone else want to take a thing during this hour? Remember, it's a relaxed fishing day. Nothing bad's gonna happen, probably.
Definitely.
Moving forward, Ha Ruin, you're letting the spirit of Connor take you over.
I'm getting help fishing.
Okay, wait. So Connor picked in
Connor,
Ha Ruin's body.
What kind of person were you?
Connor's like, well, I'll tell you what, I wasn't used to being this small.
Oh, well, yeah, I am pretty small.
I was a wee bit bigger, but I think I can still manage a fish hook with this. And y'all just like, you see Ha Ruin pick up the rod and like cast it in a really fancy figure eight and like launch the hook out like twice as far as any of you have been able to cast so far. And just like Ha Ruin like leans back against part of the boat and isn't even watching the rod and just like lazily pulling it in.
I just want to like make like look around at everyone else and kind of like make eye contact and like... What? Like, just give a very confused face, like, what is happening? But not say anything.
Oh my gosh. So Connor rolls a natural 20 on their fishing check.
Ah, shit.
Which is bad in this case. Very.
Damn it. I was really excited for like half a second and then I remembered what we were playing.
Yes. Yes, that's actually part of the cruelty of this horror game. One of the reasons I thought horror would be good. Rolling a 20 and then realizing it's horrible is just cruelty to you all as players. And I love it. Thank you for signing up for this. And it's very easy to say what goes awry. The rod just gets slooped into the lake. Just like something grabs the rod and takes off with it, and you are now down a rod.
You know, I was thinking that maybe something had, like, I don't know, clicked for them, but no.
And Ha Ruin just pipes up in a strange voice saying, oh, fuck me. That's a third one this week.
This week.
But buddy, are you okay over there? You were sounding a little
off,
different.
And Ha Ruin looks at you like with the strangest look and is like, huh, ghosts and bogeys. Fair enough.
I'm not a bogey.
Haku here gets real upset. What are you doing? You know that hurts their feelings. Whoa. Why would you do that?
They're not a bogey.
What?
They're not a bogey. They just got a lot of different parts.
Oh, what's the preferred term? I'm not used to being dead.
What?
They're just a person. This person who looks different. It's okay.
Wait, is ghost a bad word too? Am I not supposed
does
to say that?
No, the ghost make is fine. Ghosts feel bad?
I don't know. I haven't been one for very long. This is, again, Ha Ruin speaking.
Yes.
In a strange voice.
I feel
voice.
Like at that yep. point, Ha Kahir finally, like, tunes in and is like, wait a second. Who are you?
I'm Connor.
Who's Connor?
Connor's me. I'm Connor Wilfred.
Okay, well, Mr. Wilfred? Mr.? I don't
that's
know.
That's right.
Okay.
No, you're not wrong.
Where's our friend?
Which friend?
The friend whose body you're in.
Oh, I don't know. They didn't tell me their name.
Are they gone forever?
I don't know. I don't know how any of this works.
No, I'm still in here. I can hear all
this.
It's fine.
What is happening? Why are you in control of their body?
They want me to catch a fish so I can go on.
That seems uncharacteristically charitable of them, but okay.
Wait, you're telling me I shouldn't be trusting this here ghost talker?
No, you should trust them. Please, trust them.
That's not what I said. I said that it was uncharacteristically
nice of
them. I
have any opportunities to help ghosts, because nobody wants to introduce me to ghosts. You're the first one I've gotten to help.
Okay, well, this is new for me, too. Also, I need another rod. I lost mine.
I'm not giving them mine.
Is there a way to, like, attach the rod to you so you don't lose the next one?
Defeats the purpose. All right, so we'll get to getting Haruin another rod if that's the case.
Yeah, go. I mean, sure. We definitely want Connor to catch his fish, I guess.
How are you at nets? Because there's nets here, too.
But Hachibo is now fishing for this hour, and this fun little event with Connor takes place towards the end of the hour, so it's a chill fishing hour for Hachibo.
Thank God.
Before Hachibo gets called a bogey for the umpteenth time.
13.
Tragically, you're getting no bites still.
Sad.
It's a quiet hour for Hachibo in deep reflection, and you have a flash of memory.
Okay.
Of catching fish with your bare gourosh hand and eating them raw out of the river.
Slimy yet satisfying.
Hachreeve.
All right, I'll just cast away here. 18.
Oh, that's rough. Again, this just seems like a quiet hour for everyone. Fish aren't biting. Nothing's really going on. Connor in Haruin's body is lazily pulling in the rod, not catching anything. Everyone's pretty confident there's not going to be a fish for a bit. Something's going on. The fish aren't biting. Haki here.
Yes, I am doing the thing. I'm not out of bait, right? I'm just using the same silver bait.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, they didn't give you silver bait. They gave you bait.
3.
Wow. That's going to get you 12 cards. So it isn't that it's a quiet hour. It's that Ha fucking Kahir is catching all your goddamn fish. Ha Kahir, who already has a 9, a 6, and 2 fish. There's a catch with a 9. We have a joker. We have an 8. A 6, which is a catch. So you have a pair of 6s and a pair of 9s so far. And we've dealt out 4 cards. 5 is a 2, 6 is an ace, 7 is an ace, another catch. Like I said, Haki here is catching them all. 8 is a queen, 9 is a 10, 10 is an 8, another catch, 11 is a king, and 12 is a 6. So that is 2 catches of a 6 because Haki here has caught 3 6s. You pull up a pale walleyed fish and a rainbow walleyed fish. And then you catch yourself a rainbow sunfish. And you're definitely in the sway of things. You've got this fish game on lock. You know what you're doing. Your fishing line snags halfway through. Nothing terribly exciting about that. Just a sort of rock snag, followed by a violet catfish. So that is the third hour of the day where Hawkahir hogs every single fish.
Like one of those little fishy eating bats. Swoop down, eat the fish.
It is kind of absurd, though, how many Hawkahir is just pulling in. To the point where even Pellegrin, the competitive Minotaur, swings by and is like, shouldn't have given you my good bait. You're using up all the good ones.
Hawkahir just kind of smiles proudly.
Aw, Hawkahir makes us all happy. Happy little sad-eyed bat.
What a good bean.
So much radical kindness in all this horror. I love it.
I might be a character or a person that's impulsive and will kill people, but also I want to exhibit extreme kindness to those that show me kindness.
I love it. Haruin is still Connor Wilford, and does not have a fishing rod. What are you doing?
Let's go ask that Minotaur if there's a rod we can use.
All right, I'll go ask him. Hey there, friend. You got a spare rod by any chance? And the Minotaur looks down at them, at you. What? I need a spare rod. I accidentally cast mine into the river. Do you mean lake? Yeah.
Yeah, the lake.
So can I have one? And the Minotaur scratches their head. I'll lend you one, but if you lose it, you owe me. And Connor shrugs and says, worth the risk. I like a little gamble on the side. And gets a spare rod. And Connor Wilfred casts their line. Wow. I don't know if I prepared for what happens when you draw all the cards in the deck. But okay. 10 cards for Connor.
Damn, Jesus Christ.
Yay!
I'm going to point out, Haruin has no cards yet. So this will be Haruin's first draw pool. They've got a joker and 9. a king, another and nine, a two.
Gosh dang it.
And queen, and joker, and ten, and five, and jack. Two jacks. I think I said joker when I meant jack.
Oh, okay. That's better.
So more fish for you all. Y'all are catching a lot of fish. I did not. You know what? That's okay. Y'all should catch a lot of fish. Especially when you have the ghost of a fisherman in you.
We deserve fish.
You deserve fish. You are, like, actually drawing the attention of the rest of the crew at this point, because y'all are just fishing out the lake.
I'm fishing!
So to say, you find another rainbow sunfish and a green muskie. It's a big fish.
Wow, what a robust lake.
And as you pull up the green muskie, you hear, but no one else hears, "Oh, I got one! And it's really big!"
Oh my god! This is amazing! That's amazing! I love it! Oh my god.
I helped! Fantastic.
You feel resolved. You feel stronger.
Yeah.
You definitely feel like you helped. But Connor's gotten that.
Yeah, cool.
And it is now Otto's fishing turn.
That's going to be an eight.
That's fantastic. You get three bites. You've got a three, which is a pair with another three you've had.
Yay.
You've caught an five and an eight. So you have caught an orange muck sucker.
Muck sucker.
It's what I'm going to call the next person who calls me a bogey. Just going to look at him and be like, "Well, you're a muck sucker."
Yeah, perfect.
But something else happens.
Oh.
You get a hell of a pull, like a vicious pull. Like your rod begins to curve kind of pull. And something strong's on the other end.
I am gonna yell, "Fish on!" And can I get another pair of hands over here?
All right.
Oh, as yeah. One Maybe. Traditionally does.
Yeah, yeah. Roll me a strength check. Just a d20.
Oh, this should be fine. 10.
Before guard can even get to you, you kind of just reach out with your big arm and yank real fast.
Beautiful.
And that fish comes flying out of the lake. A gorgeous, just like, I want to say, 15-inch long nose gar with silvery scales.
Ooh, it's another silver fish. Ooh.
Yeah, it's a huge one, too. That comes on the boat and starts just flopping like a pair of hammers coming down.
Oh, I mean, I feel like pretty instinctively I just like ball up the big hand and whack it on the head.
Yeah, no, it's
done. Punch that fish out.
Yeah, I mean, that fish.
It's what you do to fish. It's sad, but you just gotta bop them in the head.
You resist the urge to pop it into your mouth directly after. all the people come around are like, "Hot fuck, that's a big fish."
Yep.
That's a hell of a catch.
Mm-hmm.
You done this before?
Not sure. I've gutted a lot of fish, but I don't remember how many times I've been fishing. It's been a long time.
Cinna just kind of snorts and says, "Beginner's luck," and goes back to work. And guard kind of like shrugs shakily and just says, "Don't mind Cinna.
I made the lure for a reason."
You made a silver lure, and you caught yourself a silver fish. You reckon that's Wakerly's fish?
I don't know.
It's pretty big.
Does Hawkahir recognize it as a gar rather than a pike?
Yeah.
Hawkahir will be like, "I don't know, that looks like a gar, not a pike. I thought we were looking for a silver pike."
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wouldn't put it past Wakerly to not recognize one fish from another when he's been a bit in the cups.
I mean, worst case scenario, we try and pass this off as his fish.
It might be as close as anyone's ever gotten. If that fish is even real, that's probably the closest thing there is in that lake.
Well, no reason to let it go to waste. I'm going to take a couple of its silver scales and put it on to my hook with my gut bait.
Nice, nice, nice. Hawtreve, it's your turn.
Casting away. Five.
Five. That leaves you with the rest of the deck, my friend. Got a two, an eight, a five, a ten, and a seven. You catch, in order, three fish, a brown perch, a brown trout, and a orange dart shiner.
We're done being adventurers. We're fishing now forever.
Yeah, for real. This minigame might need some tune-ups, but I like it so far.
It's our retirement plan.
That's right.
Brown trout. And a brown, what was it? Perch.
Perch.
It also included me losing a rod entirely, so.
It did.
And communing with the dead.
Yeah.
And then the fourth fish that begins to just grind on the rod, and I mean, this thing is like, you feel yourself pulled to your feet from this, the strength of this one.
Guard!
It's not possible! You begin pulling it in. Guard comes along to help you out. You, despite all odds, are continuing to pull it in. Guard is definitely keeping you on your feet, though. It's getting close. You see it flopping on the water. Someone's come along with a net.
Not helpful, but I'm gonna stand in the background and flap excitedly.
The fish surfaces, and it is half the size of the fishing boat.
Oof.
This long, silvery fish just floops out of the water and back in, and the entire crew is just like, what the shit did you catch?
I'm gonna turn to Hatavo and be like, be ready to grab it!
That's better than the instinct I had. So Hatavo will just be like, oh, okay, and like step a little bit farther back into the boat from a stance of looking ready to jump in the water.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. I mean, beautiful. Either way, we can kill it and pull it up if we need to. But just, like, don't That's let fine. It get away, and you have the biggest arms.
Between Gar and Haka here, Hatreve is literally pulled out of the boat, but Gar and you are able to hold on to two legs of Hatreve and, like, pull them close to getting back in the boat.
Yeah.
Can I interject?
What would you like to interject?
I would like to, and I hope this isn't going to violate, like, your personal space too much, Huck here, but I'd like to use the big arm to just, like, scoop an arm around them and dig in and start pulling back to see if I can join in this tug of war.
You're grabbing me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Because, yeah.
We're buddies at this point. I feel like I'm comfortable with...
Cool.
I feel like specifically we're having one of those moments where the biggest and the smallest character have bonded.
Yeah. Buddies.
That digging in and holding Haka here helps, but...
No.
Hatreve is yanked further in. Haka here is leaning, just barely hanging on to, like, still on the boat, but, like, leaning. And Guard falls into the water.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Pellegrin grabs onto Hatreve with her large body, and Cinda immediately starts getting, like, a net or something long to reach into the water to help Guard hopefully get back up.
Okay.
Hatreve, you're like, getting that lake spray. They're a floppy fish, not, like, 10 feet away from you right now.
I'm getting this motherfucker.
You're able to get back into the boat. You've got the fish on a tight rod. The water begins to bubble and thrash red.
Oh no.
Hatreve is able to get pulled back over the boat, leaning in the way that Haka here was, but definitively over the boat. Your feet are even on the ground, and the water is bubbling and boiling red as an enormous fish is thrashing about. Let's roll those opposed strength checks.
I rolled a 20.
Oh no.
Oh, okay,
oh,
well.
No.
Oh no.
Oh no. Okay. Well, good thing you're being held by
by several people at this point.
Haka here.
And Pellegrin.
Yeah, why don't all three of you make a strength check?
12.
I got 10.
You're starting to get pulled in, and you reach back to grab something for support, Hatreve, and you accidentally pull Pellegrin into the water.
Shit.
How far is it from the edge of the boat to the surface of the water? Could I, like, club this fucking fish?
You could probably make an attack against this fish, yes.
Yeah, I want to try to club this fucking fish, because I'm small and I can't really contribute much to the pulling people onto the boat, but I have a fucking club.
You could detect fish.
I detect fish.
I don't think this is the time for that.
Oh, good.
Why don't we have that attack roll from Haruin?
One of those. 14.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
Fuck yes.
You bop it. All right, it is now pulled side by side with the boat, and it is thrashing. The water is still blood, and, like, it's bubbling, thrashing, spraying. It's hard to keep track of what's actually going on in the water. You don't feel like you can pull it up into the boat while it's thrashing like this.
I hit it again!
Make an attack roll.
I hit it again! Fucking 9!
Oh.
I do not hit it again.
I don't think so. No. Nope, that is not a hit. You swing, but you just hit water. Anyone else trying to do anything?
Stay still, fish!
I'm just trying to keep hold of it.
The fish is side by side with the boat now, yeah?
Yep.
And we can't get the fish into the boat until it stops thrashing. So I feel like jump on the fish back and, you know, the claw. It is time for the claw.
I think you should stick your arm down its throat.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. Or, just, you know, wrench or just, that or just jaw add open. It it's fine.
Grab a gill.
Exactly.
Ooh, grab a gill. Like, get, you know, get, like, thumb in the gill, other fingers towards the eye. That sounds great.
You do not jump on the back of the fish.
Where do I
jump? You are beside the fish.
That's fine. I would still like to claw at the fish.
Claw the fishy.
I will accrue the fish aggro.
Yeah, roll that attack roll for a claw the fishy.
Punch it.
That is an 18.
That hits.
Yeah.
It's still thrashing. You claw it up real good. Like it's thrashing and it's bleeding. So now the water's more of a violet hue.
Is there a possibility of grabbing it and holding on as opposed to just slashing it, if that makes sense?
You're trying to, but you haven't yet.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
Treve and Kahir, what were you doing?
I'm just trying to make sure that people don't fall out and doing my best to help the people that have it on the line.
And Treve, what about you?
I'm going to... Kahir, you tie off the line. Oh, I'll hold
okay.
it.
Okay. I will attempt to tie off the line.
That's brilliant. That's good. That's good. It attempts to thrash at Hatavo, but it misses badly.
Good.
Haruin, what are you up to?
I'm still going to hit it.
You bring your club down on its miserable little head, and it just belly ups.
Yes!
From the extreme blow. You bring that club down, and you feel the fracturing of the skull, and it just almost immediately belly ups, which, you know, is a little disturbing to Hasebo, who's right next to it. And I mean disturbing in a physical, in-the-water sort of way.
It's a lot of displaced water.
Yeah, there's kind of a moment of everyone catching their breath. And just like after a second of that, Cinda is frantically poking around in the water with a long staff, shouting for Pellegrin and Guard, when very tragically their mangled corpses rise to the top of the water.
What?
Floating
that
face
was
down.
So fast!
Oh no.
Shit.
Pikes are really mean.
This is going to sound awful, but like, if she's got a net in the water for the point and purpose of getting them up, I feel like she'd rather not have their corpses stuck in the lake, so I will attempt to help with that.
Yeah.
Like, the fish is dead. It's not going anywhere now, so.
Yeah, absolutely. This fish is about as big as half your boat, and you feel like its jaws are big enough to fit even Hatavo in its mouth.
Whoa.
It could easily wrap one of you if it wanted to.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Yeah. And Cinda is just kind of panicking and trying to, like, hammer on the chest of their fallen companions, trying to bring them back to life.
As soon as the first one is in the boat, I would like to attempt to resuscitate? Are they too far gone?
They are way, like,
they're chum.
Way too
That's
far
so
gone.
Unfortunate.
There's definitely a somber air, and Cinda does seem like she will be crying over the bodies of her friends, who until recently were just chill-ass fisher folk.
Yeah, they were.
After about an hour of mourning, Cinda sets to moving the rigging and the ship to getting back into dock, quietly pointing at things, not even speaking to any of you. It's a really quiet ride back. They tie up the boat and they just get off the boat, walk to the nearest person they see, point to the bodies, and then just continue walking into the city, pretty much leaving you to fend for yourselves.
I mean, that's really fair.
Yeah.
Well, shit. This got all heavy suddenly.
Yeah, it did. Which, I mean, makes sense. Like, you don't catch a monstrous fish without something in return. For every wholesome thing that happens, something unwholesome has to happen. It's just the way of shrouds.
Well, while everyone's standing around awkwardly looking at dead bodies, I'm gonna go get that old guy who wanted this fish.
You're just gonna head off while
yep,
everyone else is...
I'm just gonna go find that guy.
All right. Actually, it's about the end of the episode. Let's just go ahead and wrap it up, and we'll pick up with the somber fishing incident being resolved.
Saint Vegalov, the crow saint of law and air, is a glorious and measured saint, taking her dignity and her prudence with her in all situations, as though they were her most prized, polished baubles. There is not a cloud in the sky, nor a drop in the seas, nor a speck of soil on land that she does not track and analyze. Saint Vegalov's eye be upon you is a common warning, or threat, that suggests the crow saint is critical, but accurate in her knowledge of every shape and action. It is said that her wings are the night, and the stars are the glints of sun, reflecting off of her majestic plumage. The faunus who come into this life under the star sign of Saint Vegalov are ever diplomatic, highly romantic, and idealistic to a fault. When a child of the crow learns of a rule, they will take pride in following it to the letter. Though beware of the crow child who sees injustice in the law, real or not, for they will not uphold an undignified creed, and will use their influence to sow the seeds that will pluck up the unworthy code and replace it with something more fitting. Elegance, extravagance, and even self-indulgence are known to the crow who is at peace when the proper order is erected. To those born of Saint Vegalov, desire eats away silently at your subconscious, replacing true memories with something foul and rotting that tastes of spun sugar and pastry spices. A smile is emblazoned on your future, a false witness to your catastrophic romantic and creative life. You don't control the things you want. You don't want the things you pursue. Are you living a lie, or is it simply that the truth has become wrong? Rest assured, the world has not changed, but it is something within yourself that has been lost oh so long ago. There are no more opportunities. There are no more beginnings. Tonight is the beginning of the end. Keep an eye open for someone making mysterious gestures your way, and perhaps your misery will learn the faded joy of a shallow surcease of sorrow. Seek external validation, for there is none to be found internally.